Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri has returned to Lebanon, backflipped on his threat to resign and agreed to stay on and negotiate with his rivals Hezbollah. His resignation, announced in Saudi Arabia 2 weeks ago, plunged Lebanon into a political crisis. It was seen as part of a growing confrontation between his Saudi patrons and Iran, which backs Hezbollah. The group accused the Saudis of forcing Mr. Hariri's hand and holding him captive. So it was an extraordinary homecoming for Mr. Hariri to the nation's Independence Day celebrations and a still uncertain fate. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Beirut.
Behind multiple layers of security, Lebanon's leaders gathered to watch a military parade marking Independence Day. There were plenty of soldiers, some tanks and artillery and journalists, but only a few members of the public. They, after all, might be dangerous. Saad Hariri, having returned from a mysterious 2-week stay in his other home, Saudi Arabia, looked drawn and tired. And the independence on hand was questionable. Had it just been strengthened or shown to be as frail as many Lebanese fear it always will be?
I feel good, happy, very happy. We are recovering slowly, but we are recovering.
Do you know what will happen to the country?
What will happen? God knows what will happen. Nobody knows, no.
It was very, very special this time.
What will happen now?
We are wondering. We don't know. Hope everything good for Lebanon.
Mr. Hariri's shock resignation announcement sparked speculation that he was forced to act by his patrons in Saudi Arabia, the region's main Sunni power. They're in an escalating conflict with their Shiite rivals in Iran, and by resigning, Mr. Hariri would dissolve a power-sharing government he'd formed a year ago with Iran's Lebanese ally Hezbollah. The government would be just one of many casualties in a region-wide proxy conflict. Resigning would also answer criticism from Sunni challengers in Lebanon and his Sunni support base.
Saad al-Hariri is too weak against Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a terrorist organization.
But after visiting Lebanon's president, Saad Hariri agreed to put his resignation on hold. His supporters were called to his Beirut HQ, and after passing through yet another multi-ringed security cordon, they thronged by his side.
I'm so excited, so that I cannot express how I am feeling this huge pleasure. He is back, and we want him always here.
He in turn vowed to stay with them and to push Hezbollah to end its involvement in conflicts like Syria, where it's thwarted Saudi ambitions to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad, another Iranian ally. Hezbollah has already helped the Syrian government crush the rebellion and declared victory there, so it's a bit like trying to shut the gate well after the horse has bolted. He told his supporters, "We're staying together and we'll continue together in order to defend Lebanon and the stability of Lebanon and the Arab character of Lebanon." Whether he's returned to confront Hezbollah or in defiance of a Saudi impulse for even more confrontation isn't clear. But at least now his supporters and Lebanon in general can move on from the embarrassing spectacle of the disappearing Prime Minister. And he can use the political skirmishing with Hezbollah to position his run-up to elections scheduled next year.
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown.